Step into a placer mine near Bannock City in the arid southwestern corner of Montana Territory in 1877. If hard rock mining was big business, placer mining was the self-employment option. A miner only needed a gold pan to start mining stream beds for gold and silver lying close to the surface. To mine with gold pans, sand, gravel, and water from a creek bed were swirled around in the pan until the heavier gold settled to the bottom. At this placer mine to your left, a group of miners have installed a sluice box into the stream bed. The miners shovel sand and gravel, perhaps bearing gold, into the sluice box. Water diverted from the stream bed flows down the sluice box, washing away the lighter materials. Gold, since it's heavier, is caught in the wooden slats or riffles nailed across the bottom of the sluice box. To the left of the sluice box is a miner's rocker, which operated in the same manner as the sluice box, but was more portable. This placer mine is unusual because it is being worked by both a husband and wife. Most miners were single men or husbands who left their families back east. In the cabin behind you, you can see the wife has decorated their small home, which is still using a wagon cover as a roof. Because women were scarce in mining areas, they could make money cooking, laundering, and sewing for all the men. In fact, women could make more each day selling meals and baked goods than a miner did on his claim. Leaving the placer mine, examine the settler's panel and artifact case while we introduce you to Silver City.